Hello everyone and welcome one more time to The Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Gloria and as you know in this podcast we talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax and let the magic begin because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. I just want to say first that this is going to be the last episode for now. We can say for now. And well, in this last episode, that's going to be the last episode of the podcast, we are going to talk about just when all the students in Hogwarts, the ones that were in the grade with Harry Potter, when they were put in their houses. So first we need to know what are the houses of Harry Potter. So those houses are like, we can say that it's something like fraternities somehow. So each student that goes to Hogwarts, they get to put a hat, a chosen hat. This hat helps them to know in which house they're going to be. The hat tells them like, oh, you have these characteristics, you have these values, so you are going to be in this house. So that's exactly how it works. So, the houses are Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, and Slytherin. These are four houses because they were four creators of these houses. When they were kids, they decided that they were going to make a school of magic, and with these houses that were going to be assigned with the Sorted Hat. And this was going to be like part of them, the schooler life, you know? So, the names of the creators of these houses were Helga Hufflepuff, that's the House of Hufflepuff, Rowena Ravenclaw, Salazar Slytherin, and Godric Gryffindor. There was two boys and two girls. So, but first we need to know that Salazar Slytherin, he just wants purebloods to attend the school. Like I mentioned before in one episode, the purebloods are people that all their descendants and all their family has been a magician, a wizard. There's no muggles on there nor anything like that. Everybody was born of wizards and everybody has been a wizard. So Salazar Slytherin had the idea that just purebloods attend the school. But the other three creators were like, oh no, we cannot let this happen. Anyone has to have the opportunity to be in this school. So even the half-bloods and even the everybody can attend this school, right? So by this, now that we have a little bit of context, a lot of people thought that the people that were in Slytherin were like the bad ones, like the evil ones of the story, because of this reputation that it has since the beginning of the times with Salazar Slytherin. But this is nothing like that, you know, because a lot of people that don't know Harry Potter, like for example my mom, she likes the movies, but she was not really aware of what the houses were and that stuff. So she was like, oh, the guys that are in Slytherin are the ones that are evil, right? And I was like, no, they're not evil, because like that's like the beliefs of a lot of people, that the ones that are on Slytherin, they are bad. And that's not true, because even though the Hufflepuffs, I'm a Hufflepuff, if you were wondering, I'm a Hufflepuff, and a lot of people think that the Hufflepuffs are like the cute ones and the ones that are really innocent. So of course it's not that, like there are a lot of people in all houses, and of course there's bad people in each house. So yeah, it's important to know that. Then, back to Harry Potter life. When they get into the Grand Salon to get sorted in their houses, the Professor McGonagall told them that they were going to be called on a roll call, and they need to go upstairs and sit down on a chair, and then they were be put the sorted hat, and then the sorted hat will tell them, oh, you belong here, and then they have to go to the table where their house were. So they begin right away with Hermione Granger. We already know this friend, and she was in the last episode before this one. So she was like, oh my god, calm down, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. And Ron was looking at her like, I think she's a little bit crazy, don't you think? And Harry was like, I don't know. So then Hermione sit right away on the chair, and she was put in the sorted hat. And then the sorted hat started to say, you're really interesting, you're really clever, and a lot of things. And then Hermione was sorted on Gryffindor. And the people that were on Gryffindor were like clapping, and they were like, woohoo! So yeah, then she was very happy, and then she went to the Gryffindor table. Then the next person was Draco Malfoy. So I'm going to give you 3 seconds of knowing where Draco Malfoy was sorted on. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, Draco Malfoy was sorted in Slytherin. It was not a secret that every Malfoy was on Slytherin. All the Malfoys, every Malfoy has been sorted on Slytherin. So this was more like a tradition kind of thing, we can say. So, but the curious thing is that Draco just seated there. Like, Draco was sitting on the chair, and they didn't even put the hat on his head. Like, they were going to put it, but then the hat was like, oh, great, Slytherin, you're going to Slytherin. Like, the hat didn't even was on his head, but they already know he was going to be in Slytherin. And then Ron said, I know that all the bad wizards had been in Slytherin. So here becomes like the prejudices of to the Slytherins, because they were not evil. Then after Draco Malfoy, it was Ron Weasley. And I want you to guess, like, in which house was Ron Weasley sorted. 3, 2, 1. If you say Gryffindor, you're correct. Ron Weasley was on Gryffindor, but the curious thing and the funny thing is that was when he was put in the sorted hat, the hat was like, another Weasley. Because, like I told you before, they had a lot of kids. Molly and Arthur Weasley had a lot of kids, and all the kids were on Gryffindor. Ron was really, really scared, because he was nervous. He didn't know in which house he was going to put them. But then he was happy, because he was on Gryffindor with his brothers, and all his brothers were on Gryffindor. So that was cool. So you can see in the movie that Ron like give a sigh of relief. He's like, oh, okay, that's good. And then Harry, of course, was really happy for his friend. Then it was the turn of Harry. So when Professor McGonagall said Harry Potter, they started to whisper they were like, Harry Potter? And they were, of course, really interested in which house Harry was going to be. Because imagine if a celebrity is going to be with you, you like get real excited. And then there was Dumbledore. If we remember that Dumbledore was the person that take Harry with his uncles, and we already talk about Dumbledore. So yeah, Dumbledore was really curious in which house Harry was going to be. Then Harry went upstairs, and then he sat in the chair, and then they put him in the Sorted Hat. The Sorted Hat started to say that it was so hard to know in which house he was, and that it was really, really hard, and that it was really, really curious. So then Harry starts, he was like, oh, I see a lot of things. I see a lot of values in you. I see that you're really intelligent. He was like throwing flowers to Harry at that point. And then Harry starts to say, no, in Slytherin, not in Slytherin. And then the Sorted Hat was like, oh, no, not in Slytherin, right? Are you sure? In Slytherin, you can do amazing things. Slytherin is going to lead you to the most glorific times of your life. And he was like, no, please, I beg you, not in Slytherin. And the Sorted Hat was like, okay, Gryffindor. So Harry was in Gryffindor. And when the Gryffindors heard that Harry Potter was going to be with them, of course, they were full of joy. They were clapping, they were shouting, they were really, really excited about this. But yeah, it was really hard for the Sorted Hat for designing a house to Harry. But then Harry ended up with his friends. So he was like really excited about that, and then he started to meet everyone at the Gryffindor table. They started to talk with each other, and they were chatting, and they were knowing the professors, and they were talking about each other, and a lot of things. So now that we know the house that Harry get, like where does he enter to which house? I think this is the last episode we are going to have by now. I'm not saying that it's not going to be a season 2. But yeah, I hope you like this podcast. I hope you have fun with me. I hope that you get interested a little bit more in Harry Potter history. That you watch the movies or read the books. Anything. And thank you all for hear me and spend time with me. I love making this, and yeah, thank you. And this is the I think this is the last mischief manage I'm going to say, but yeah, thank you so much for your attention. Thank you so much for hearing me, for taking your time to hear me, and for now, mischief managed.